couple of nights ago, if you were watching the Rangers-Astros game on Fox Sports Net, in the fifth inning, Josh Lewin turned the play-by-play duties over to our very own Mike Reiner. The old gray wolf was invited into the booth, and he got to do some baseball play-by-play. We talked to Ryan's yesterday about that, what a thrill it was for him. Well, we have the audio of his stint as the Rangers television play-by-play man. So we pick it up here. This is courtesy Fox Sports Net. Thanks for the audio, guys. And this is right after Josh Lewin has just handed it over to Rines, and he's working the game, the fifth inning, with Tom Grieve.
We are here, hard by the temple. In fact, Josh, we are in the temple. And I'm not really sure what hard by the temple means. Mike Reiner here with Josh and Tom and Josh. Pretty much a fan of everybody here in the booth except for Josh and Tom. Coming up to bat, it's Marlon Byrd. Now, here's a guy, Tom, who's one of the few African Americans on this team. Of course, much of baseball has gone Mexican past few years.
Well, Mark McLemore,
he was a black player, Tom. Good to see Marlon breaking ranks with his basketball buddies and spending some time playing the great game. Byrd approaches the plate, no doubt packing a larger reproductive organ than your average spare-to-fair Caucasian slugger. Byrd takes a strike on the corner here at the temple. Count 2-1 or some such. I think I missed a few pitches in there. Rangers skipper Ron Washington napping tastefully on a cot by the on-deck circle. Count 0-1.
Tastefully.
0-1.
Here comes the pitch. Slider down the middle for a strike. Or a ball. Marlon hitting under 400 for his career.
Well, Mark McLemore.
Byrd. Thank you, Tom. Byrd just taking kind of an organic approach to this thing as he meanders in that laissez-faire way that... Ooh, and there's a wild pitch for a strike. Good crowd at the ballpark tonight. Tom, the official attendance, over 1,000, but under 100,000. Sorry, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this. But a lot of people at the ballpark trying to kind of see what this thing is all about. I mean, this thing is something that when people look at this, there's a cue ball and it's foul.
What'd he say?
A lot of fouls by these boys tonight. Speaking of foul balls, I haven't showered in 3 days. Oh, and there's a ball on the outside. Sorry about that. I had nachos. Count 5 and 6.
You see, the count was 5 and 6.
Quick reminder. Petty theft at Tolbert's. That is hard by grapevine. Downbeat at 7 or some such, as the clock will read on the tower of the friendly mercantile. Swing and a miss by Byrd. Count his run to 5 and 7. And, okay, here's a balk and a throw to first, but Byrd swings on that, and they score on that. They score on that. Ground ball to Tejada, throw to first, and a nice bicycle kick there by Tejada, Grego. Had several bicycle kicks by these boys in this inning. Well, that retires the side. E! News is next.
And that was it.
Well, I don't remember it being that confusing.
And Ryan's walked out of the booth.
I guess on the second listen, it was a little more confusing there by Ryan's.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, so, for no prep.
Just walking right in and doing the game, yeah. All right.